Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, I invite you to join me and all of us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ tomorrow, Sunday morning, for our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering. If you're not connected with a church home locally here in the Michiana area, or if you're in the Michiana area visiting, come by and worship God with us. And if you are connected to a church home, worship God with them and be a part of the body of Christ wherever you're at. So we have a great fellowship here, a great time of worship. 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend, Indiana. And so we've been talking and praying this week about being righteous. Sunday we'll continue our Summer with the Sun, Sermon on the Mount series, focused on being reconciled. And I believe, and I've talked about this throughout this series already, is that we sometimes forget this is one teaching. Jesus sat down and began to teach. And these things are connected. We're blessed in order to be salt and light. And the possibility of being salt and light is because of the righteousness that we have in Christ. And when we clothe ourselves with the righteousness of Christ, we find ourselves reconciled with God and called to the ministry of reconciliation so that others would be reconciled with us, with one another, more importantly, with God. So we'll get into that next week a little deeper, but today we're going to wrap up this week's prayer focus of being righteous, talking and praying about being a home of righteousness. A place where righteousness dwells. I love home. Love to travel. Love to see new places and visit places that I've not been before. But it's always good to be home. Especially when it's a home of righteousness. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 says, but in keeping with his promise, that is God's promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Just as the tabernacle in the Old Testament was designed by God as a shadow, as a copy of the eternal tabernacle where God dwells forever, the righteousness that we have in today's world is a shadow. It's a copy of the righteousness that's yet to come. As God calls us to that new heaven, that new earth, that dwelling place of His, which is defined by righteousness. And the great news for us today is that this home is being prepared for us when we are in Christ. But because we ourselves are the tabernacle of the living God, the home of God's Spirit here on earth, we also become a piece, a part of that home of righteousness, even in the imperfections that we carry with us. What an incredible privilege to be, to know, and to long for a righteousness that's ever increasing until that day we're finally home. One of the things that I remember as a child, and we go on vacation, and we didn't go often. We typically would go every other Christmas break. And the in-between years, we stayed back and took care of the livestock and the farm. And my dad and his brother, my uncle, farmed together, and so we took turns. But in those years that was our vacation year, I would spend months combing through the old mobile travel guides. Because on the way to our destination, Dad would stop almost anywhere if it was free. And I would search out the routes that we were likely to travel, and I would comb through these guides looking for neat things to stop at. One of my favorite memories is somewhere in Alabama, I think, but might have been Georgia. I forget which route we took. We stopped at Tom's Foods. And at the end of this factory tour, we got this collection of snacks. They were just giving out to those that took the tour. And it was so neat to have snacks with my name on them. Might have caused a few arguments, but anyhow, it was one of those things. But on the way home, you're lucky if your dad would stop for gas. Now, I tend to travel, and I, almost the opposite, I will plan things on the way to our primary destination, but I'm focused on getting to those places. Coming home, I'm not so sure I'm ready to go home. I'm open to being distracted and sidetracked. But there does reach a point where I start counting the miles. And unfortunately, if you've ever done that, that just seems to make them go by slower, at least for me. But that's how we live. We're enjoying life, hopefully. God says He's given us life and life to the full. But we're headed home. And there reaches a point as we head home that we begin to long more and more. We pick up the pace a little. We become a little more focused. We realize that what's waiting is so much better than where we're at. And that home that we're pointed towards is a home of righteousness. God's desire is that we spend time here on earth learning a little bit, at least, about how to live in that home. We live with the righteousness of Christ, so that the fulfillment, the completion of it, isn't such a shock. It's an expansion of how we've chosen to live. And so as we long for that home of complete righteousness, our goal, our job, our responsibility ought to be to have a home of righteousness here on earth. Not as full, not as complete, it can't be. But with God's help, it can be declared righteous. Not just the home that we live in, but the home that we are. And that the righteousness of Christ clothes us and dwells within us and has found a home. And we share that with others. Some are on that journey home already. Their eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter, completer of their faith. Others, they haven't turned their gaze toward home yet. I'm not even sure what direction to look. And we get the opportunity to share Jesus so that Jesus one day will say, "Welcome home." Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love dwells within us by your Spirit in such a way that we carry a righteousness that's not our own. And we become a copy, a shadow of the home of righteousness that we're headed to. Our body, as the dwelling of your Spirit, is a part of that home. The building that we live in and that we call home can be a copy, a shadow of that home as well. The church buildings that we gather in, the assembly together of believers, can be a shadow, a copy of that home. And God, as we gaze toward heaven, as we look upon you, may our desires be focused on the home improvement we're doing now. That this home that we're headed to, a home of righteousness, would be evident to those who look upon our home. They would see signs of it, at least some glimpses of what's yet to come. And those glimpses would be ever increasing as we more and more are purified in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions. And God, as we look toward heaven and we long for that home, may we become focused on where we're going, but not so focused that we miss the opportunities along the journey. May we understand the distractions that aren't really distractions, they're opportunities to share your righteousness, to share the salvation found in Jesus, to share the love, the mercy, the compassion, the correction, the teaching. God, as we are being prepared by the work of your Spirit for the home of righteousness that's yet to come, may we continually lift up Jesus as the way to that home. That as we lift up him, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.